The Word of God for Wednesday of the 14th week of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Matthew 10. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The name of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, today we retake these meditations of the Word of God after having come back from giving the retreat for priests in Nicaragua. And this Gospel follows right after the longing of Jesus Christ for more servants to take care of gathering the fruits. He sees so many people that do not have shepherds, and he longs to have men who want to become one with him to continue the mission of bringing about the kingdom of God generation after generation. And you may wonder, what is this to me, a simple, ordinary person? Well, it has a lot to do, because now that we see so many who are like sheep without a shepherd, we need to be grateful that we know that Jesus chose 12 men to lead the church, to communicate the truth, and to communicate also his presence in the Eucharist, his forgiveness in confession, his fatherly care and protection. And so, through faith, we have this treasure. We know that we are church, and we know that as long as we remain united with the Holy Father, who is the successor of Peter, and with the apostles, we are with Christ. Now notice that he commands them to proclaim the kingdom of heaven is at hand, is here, is at hand. In other words, we can reach it and receive it. The Lord wants us to receive from the apostles this participation of the kingdom. Where is the kingdom of God? Wherever the church is. And where is the church? Wherever we are in communion with Christ through the apostles, through the bishops and the Pope. Notice also that the Lord gave them authority. What authority? Is his own authority, his own power, because they are going to be facing powerful opposition from evil spirits, unclean spirits, and they, by the power given by Jesus and the authority, they can drive them out, and also they can bring healing upon the persons, both physical and spiritual. How? When? We live it and we exercise this power through faith, knowing full well that every time we pray, the power of God is communicated. Sometimes a person may be healed physically, sometimes maybe not, but always there is a communication of the love and the presence of Christ. And if the Lord does not heal physically, he certainly will give the power, the grace to live that illness, and through that illness to become one with him. So the apostles have authority. They can cast out unclean spirits. They can bring about all kinds of different healing. And all this brings about the proclamation of the kingdom of heaven at hand. And so the church is not sustained simply by passing on teachings. It's sustained by the Holy Spirit that brings those teachings alive in our hearts. And so the mission of the apostles is to live in this power of the Holy Spirit through faith. And as we receive it, then we do the same. We live through faith this power of Christ in us. May the Lord bless us all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.